We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Doug Bondo. He's a senior fellow at the Cato Institute, and he's also the author of The Korea Conundrum. We want to get his thoughts today as North Korea places a missile on its launch pad and promises a launch within the coming days. Just how concerned should we be? And Doug, thanks so much for being with us.
Happy to be on.
The North Koreans have been pretty upfront about the fact that this was going to happen. Obviously, their ballistic missile program is a concern given their nuclear program as well. What is the significance of this potential launch?
Well, you know, the North Koreans misbehave with great regularity. I mean, they have a nuclear program underway. They make agreements and then violate the agreements. You know, so the fact that they're testing a missile, I mean, they claim they're launching a satellite, but we assume it's a missile test, is really part of a pattern. What's interesting here is they've actually given us notice, in contrast to the past, where they typically do it without even telling anyone. So I wouldn't be terribly concerned. I think this is a test of the new administration. It's trying to put themselves back into the mix of things, but it doesn't really change the balance of power.
How does the Obama administration pass the test?
I think what the administration does, and it's not just, frankly, the Obama administration, but also South Korea and the neighbors, is not to make too big a fuss about this. The North Koreans want to be noticed. You know, they want to upset the world. They want the world to revolve around them. And I think what's critical is to send them the message that they won't get positive benefits by misbehaving, that we've got to kind of turn the negotiating tables around. You know, in the past, they scream, they shout, they threaten, and they get things. Today, you know, we've got to make it clear, no, you do that, we ignore you, we don't treat you well. You want something, you want positive, then come to us with positive responses. So I hope they'll keep it relatively low-key.
Obviously, there have been six-party negotiations going on there for a while now. It seemed not that long ago, kind of in the later stages of the Bush administration, that there had been a deal in place for North Korea to break down its nuclear program. How did that go wrong? Were they just not genuine in their intentions to do that?
Well, they actually proceeded to some extent. You know, they actually blew up the cooling tower of one of their old reactors. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, it tends to bog down in the details. They want to be off all the terrorism lists. They want to have, you know, trade relations. We want to have, you know, fairly intrusive inspections. And dealing with the North is never going to be easy. You know, my personal guess is that they will never give up any nukes that they have made. What we might convince them to do is not make any new ones. So we have to recognize there are going to be any limits dealing with the North. We have to decide how much we're willing to give, what we expect in response. And we shouldn't expect, frankly, a smooth path. It's never going to be smooth. You know, this is a very nasty regime. It's unpredictable. You know, it's not a very pleasant regime to deal with.
We're talking with Doug Bondo of the Cato Institute. And, Doug, what do you see as the greater threat? North Korea potentially rattling the saber with its neighbors eventually with this program? Or, given what we know about the relationship with Syria not that long ago, proliferating these weapons out to terrorist organizations and so forth?
I think that North Korea, though evil, is a fairly rational regime. So I think that, you know, the good thing is they can be deterred. I mean, they're not going to attack us. They recognize that that would be suicidal. You know, to the extent they get involved with other regimes, you know, they may give, you know, they may trade and sell technology to governments. I think they're probably going to be very careful about dealing with, you know, terrorist groups, because, you know, we can pretty much make that clear. That would be a cause of war, that we won't accept that. You know, frankly, the biggest problem we've had on proliferation has been the Pakistanis, who are our allies. We need to make clear to the North Koreans that that kind of behavior really is unacceptable.
And, Doug, in our last 60 seconds or so here, what do you see as the future of North Korea? What do you know about the health of Kim Jong-il, and what happens once he's off the scene, whenever that is?
Well, he's 67. He apparently had a stroke in August. He appears to have been, to have recovered fairly well. He's got three sons. It's a very strange regime. None of them seems to have the kind of clout that he had before he took over. Lots of people are debating kind of collective leadership. I think there's going to be instability there. Over the long term, it's a regime that's got to go, but it could be messy in the meantime.
And if there is instability in a regime with some sort of nuclear capability, what does that mean?
Well, I think that's a very good reason to try to work to prevent them from creating nukes, and it's also a reason why we need to make sure the Chinese, the South Koreans, the Japanese are all involved. They have a lot more at stake. They're nearby. You know, they need to be involved as well.
And the Chinese, do they hold the same clout they've always held there, or is that kind of blown out of proportion?
I think it's blown out of proportion. They have more clout than anyone else, but there are limits. The North Koreans have always kept them at a bit of arm's length, just less, kind of distant than anybody else. The Chinese give a lot of aid and energy. You know, that gives them some clout, but even their influence is limited.
Doug, unfortunately, that needs to be the last word. Thanks so much for your time.
Happy to be on.
Doug Bondo is a senior fellow at the Cato Institute. His book is The Korea Conundrum. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. Remember to find us online, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.